Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures traded lower across the board in all three major contracts. The corn and soybean row crops lower, 5 to 6 lower in corn, and November beans closed 12 cents lower at 10.95 and 3 quarters. Had a pretty wide range today of about 27 cents from the high to the low for November beans, and corn was about 9 cents. Both of those are considered kind of big, probably just a little bit better than average from what we've seen over the last couple of months. Looking at the charts here for those two contracts, corn remains in a downtrend according to the moving averages, etc. Of course, we're off the lows from Friday by about 10 cents for corn, and then off the lows from last week by about 30 cents in the soybeans. So still quite a bit above the low, but still quite a bit below the moving averages. That moving average for corn, 50-day moving average rather, is 427, and then for the November beans, it's 1176. There's a lot of talk going on around the market that there's two gaps at the first part of July, both in corn and beans. In the corn, it's about 414, 413, and then in the soybeans, the November soybeans, it's 1132 and three quarters. So there's still some targets on the top side that we may go hit. But for now, most people contend that the markets are still in downtrends.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The market went into yesterday's crop condition report kind of anticipating a steady number in that good to excellent category, but it was a bit disappointing. The market showed corn was 75% good to excellent. Last week it was 76, so it actually dropped 1 percentage point. And then for beans, it dropped 2 percentage points down to 71%, where last week it was at 73%. Not really any cause for concern. I mean, it can't be really high every week and go up every week, but a little bit of a drop there. And then the long-term forecast is still pretty neutral to even favorable. Normal rainfall over the next 2 weeks. Temperatures are below normal, so not any real concern. Of course, there are some stories floating around about a potential for an early frost due to the cooler than normal summer. And then we'll have the August 12th USDA report, which will give us an indication of a farmer survey and actual field counts on yields. Most crop tour yields are saying 170 bushels for corn and around 45 to 46 bushels for beans. And then if you look at the Kansas City and Chicago wheat, both lower today, down about 14 cents. The general news there is that the world crop is just going to be rather large, and that's what's weighing on us here in the U.S. And then also yields coming out of the north are better than expected.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were down 27 cents at 158.77, August feeders up $1.25 at 221.42, and August lean hogs down $2.22 at 121.45. In the grain markets, Kansas City September wheat was off 14 cents at 611 and a half. Chicago September wheat down 14 and three quarters at $5.20 per bushel. Chicago September corn down 6 1/4 at 361 and a half. And August beans were down 10 cents at 1226 and one half. In the cotton markets, October cotton was down 92 at 64.44. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.